Anton Drexler was encouraged by his mentor, Dr. Paul Teufel, a leader of the Thule Society, to found the German Workers' Party, which would soon become the National Socialist German Workers' Party. Its membership was a veritable who's who of founding Nazis, according to Hitler's biographer, Ian Kershaw. Dietrich Eckart, a poet, painter, occultist, morphine addict, playwright, fancier of magic and devotee of the racial mysticism of Houston Stuart Chamberlain, was a major force in this bohemian circle. Eckart was a father figure and mentor to Hitler, teaching him about public speaking, giving him his first trench coat, and introducing him to leading members of Munich society. As an editor, Eckart transformed the Thule Society's newspaper into the official Nazi Party paper and wrote the anthem, Germany Awake. Hitler dedicated Mein Kampf to him, writing in the epilogue that he was a man who devoted his life to reawakening his and our people. The myth of the wrong turn at the heart of liberal fascist ideology doesn't merely generate exotic conspiracy theories and pseudo-history, but as suggested above, it promotes a profound moral relativism. Indeed, feminism's embrace of Wicca is a perfect illustration of the pagan narcissism mentioned earlier. Many Wicca ceremonies conclude with the invocation, Thou art goddess. There are no explicit rules to Wicca, merely exhortations to cultivate the goddess within, to create the spirituality that best conforms to your already formed prejudices, desires, and instincts. Heidegger, the Nazi philosopher, and Thomas Mann, the literary giant, who became a passionate and perceptive anti-fascist, but was an early dabbler in fascism's themes, represented the philosophical and literary sides of the push to throw off the chains of bourgeois morality and custom. Heidegger, echoing Nietzsche, argued that a truly authentic individual chooses his own path, whether it conforms with conventional morality or with some individually manufactured morality. Even the right choice is wrong if it is made under the influence of others. To forego normal choice and to adopt those offered me by the world of other people, writes Heidegger, is the essence of inauthenticity. Mann located fascism's appeal to the artist in its invitation to the self-abandonment to the instincts. Hitler's favorite sculptor explained that his nude works display the pure air of instinctive drives and show the revolutionary youth of today, which tears the veil from the body hidden in shame. Hollywood fascists. These once radical notions now saturate mainstream popular culture. A brief survey serves to illustrate how pervasive their influence has become among the scriptwriters and producers of films coming out of Hollywood, the most powerful de facto propaganda agency in human history.